Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This time, opening up with prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you with bowed down heads and humbled hearts, calling upon your holy name, Lord, asking that you will lend a listening ear and hear our prayer right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we have needs that you know all about. Some of them we're not even aware, but we're asking you right now, oh God, to supply our needs according to your riches in glory. We've been going through so many things, and Lord, we've been faced with so many troubles, but we're casting all our cares on you because you care for us, Lord. And we need you to stop by and visit us, Lord God. Come, Lord, and see about us. We are asking you to lay your hand upon us because we need more strength. And we need more power. Lord God, help us tonight in the name of Jesus. While we're calling on your name, please, Lord, send your holy angels to encamp round about us in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Lord,
Jesus.
We're down here waiting on you. And
we're waiting
until you come. Lord, we're in the midst of a pandemic, and souls are dying each and every day. Lord, please have mercy.
Have mercy,
the hand
Jesus.
Of death. Lord, give somebody another chance to repent of their sins. Please, Lord, stop death right now, oh God, that somebody may have a change of heart. Have mercy, Lord Jesus.
Have mercy,
we pray
Jesus.
For healing right now, Lord. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Heal, Lord Jesus, from all manner of sickness and diseases. Go into the hospital rooms, Lord, and go from room to room, my God. Make your holy visitation. Lord, raise up the sick from their sick bed and make yourself known unto them. Let them know, Lord, my God, that you are the true and living God, and there's none else beside you, Lord. Let them know you have the power to make them everywhere whole, both spiritually and naturally, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we pray right now a special prayer for every listener, my God. We ask you, Lord, to command the blessing to overtake each and every one, Lord. Bless us tonight, things that we stand in need of. For, Lord, you know us best, and you know what's best for us, Lord. We don't even know what to pray for at times. And sometimes we can't even find words to even say in the prayer. But we ask you, Lord, to put the word in our mouth.
Yes,
put it in our hearts. The things that we ought to pray for.
Lord Jesus.
You made
Jesus.
Us. And you know everything about us. And we're down here waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We're waiting on you, my Lord.
Waiting, Jesus.
We're waiting, Lord, my God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We ask you to help us to be
help
patient
us.
And to wait
Jesus.
Until you come. To wait for
Lord.
Our change to come. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus,
in the
where
name
we're
of
fallen
Jesus.
Weak, Lord, we pray that you will strengthen us where we're weak and that
you
build
Lord.
Us up where we're torn down. In the name of Jesus, Lord,
Jesus.
Cover us under your blood and take
Lord
us
Jesus.
Through, Lord Jesus.
Take
look
us through,
on the
Lord.
Sinner man tonight, Jesus. I pray, God, that you will prick their heart and cause them to turn from their ways. Please, Lord, save the dying souls.
Save Jesus.
Deliver the bound souls, Lord. Please,
Jesus.
Visit the hospitals, oh God, and the nursing
Lord,
homes.
Jesus.
Visit the jail cells. Oh, my Lord, my God. Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy,
remember
Jesus.
That one that's on death row right now. please, Lord, give them a chance to repent right now, Lord, and save their souls, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, oh God.
And mercy.
We pray, Lord, that you will go up and down the streets of the city, go from house to house, move on the souls of men all the way around the world. Have mercy, Lord. Please, my God, move right now,
Jesus.
We want to be ready when you come, and we don't want anybody to be left behind. Have mercy, Lord. We know that your will be done, and we ask you, oh God, to let your will be done in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
To have
Jesus.
Your eternal way,
Lord, your way
on your people everywhere. Help us, Lord, to come together and unite as one in the name of
Lord.
Jesus. Lord, we believe you right now, and we're taking you at your word. We give you thanks, and we bless your
Lord.
Holy name. And we pray, Lord,
Jesus.
That you'll accept our prayer, that you let the
Lord.
Words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. We pray this prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And you're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God. Those of you, for the benefit of those who didn't tune in on our first broadcast, amen. And we are located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located in at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, where our president and Northern District Overseer is Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., and our vice president and Southern District Overseer is Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., who is also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, located in Jacksonville, Florida. That's another one of our branches. Praise the Lord. I just give honor to God, who's the head of my life. It's such a blessing to be on this broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is something new for me, and I believe that God is going to take us where he wants us to go. Praise the Lord.
Right.
And I just want to acknowledge that I also have on the line with me Evangelist Maybell Edmond. She was on with me on my first broadcast. She's a licensed evangelist who is located at the headquarters church. And I also have my daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. She's composed the song that you heard as the broadcast started off, and she's also on the line. So at this time, we're going to have a selection from her and the reading of a scripture.
Yeah. is God. Sovereign. Lord, my God, is sovereign. He can do whatever he wants to do when he wants to. And how he wants to, because he's sovereign. And God is God. Who am I to question God's wisdom? I am nothing. Who am I to question God's judgment? I am nothing. Who am I to be offended?
Thank God for you, Vanis Hameen, Vanis Maybell. The opening scripture is going to be taken from the 115th number of Psalm. Begin with verse 1. That's Psalm 115, 115, beginning with the first verse. And it reads, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God?" And I'm reading from the King James Version. "But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which make heaven, which made, excuse me, heaven and earth. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for the reading of his word. The 115th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 18th verses. And I tell you, I just thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for this space to even say something before the Lord, to say something for the Lord over the airwaves. I thank God for this ministry that has started the second day. I don't know where God will take us, but I'm willing to go wherever he says to go. And God, he is sovereign. He's in control. He made the earth. He made all of us here. For his glory is not unto us, not for us, not for us, but for him, to his name. His name is glory for thy mercy and thy truth's sake. And while I'm here, I like to thank God for the callers that we have. I know Dr. Valencia is my neighbor across the street. She's on the call. I thank God for her. I thank God for my sister-in-law, Erica, who's also on the call. I don't know who else. I can't see the names, but I just thank God for those two being on the call tonight. I thank God for Abel and Evangelist Hameen and his ministry. Thank God for all. And I thank God most of all for converting me and sanctifying me and giving me the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the, like I said, for the ministry. Right now we're in a pandemic and we can't go to the physical church, but we are the church. And if we can reach people in some way, I thank God for this. I thank God for the airways that we are still able to reach souls. So thank God for that, again, for converting me and sanctifying me, giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Please pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
Jesus. Thank God. Yeah.
I thank God for the reading of that scripture that came through Examine Tameen. Beautiful scripture.
Yes.
Not unto us, O Lord. Not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. And that's why we are here, to give glory to the name of the Lord, because he has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. I tell you, you know, God, he moves in mysterious ways. He knows how to work things out for us. When we don't see the way, God's already got the way. It's already laid out and made up for us. And we just trust him and take him at his word. I remember a time when I was going through some things, but how the Lord came to my rescue. I tell you, we had got down to our last meal, and we were ready to eat. And lo and behold, there's a knock on the door. And I didn't go to the door right away, but when I did go to the door, there was a bag on my step, on my front step. And I picked the bag up, brought it in the house, and began to go through the bag, and there was food. And along with the food was also dishes. And I tell you, I was to God, because God saw what we were going through, and he made a way. I don't even know the person. I don't know who it was that put the bag there, but I have an idea of who it was, one of my neighbors. But she never said anything to me. But I just said that to say this. As David said in his word, he said, I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I tell you, God, he is a way maker. He's a door opener. He's a mighty good God. He's always on time. He's never late, but he is always on time. When you need a way made, God will make the way. When you need a door open, God will open a door for you.
Yes,
he'll open a door that no man can shut. I bless the Lord. I give glory and honor unto his name for the great things that he has done in my life, for the ways that he had made when I needed that way made. Glory to God. I thank him
thank
for all that he has done. I want you to know today that God knows all about whatever it is that you're going through, whatever way that you need to be made. God knows all about it. He knows how to deliver, and he knows how to deliver the godly out of this temptation. He knows how to make the way. He will create a way. When it seems like there is no way, God will create a way that we may be able to go through our tests and trials, that we may be able to bear that test. And I thank him for that today. Glory and honor goes unto his name. And thank God for this radio broadcast. Thank God for the pastor, Pastor Sheila Hameen, who's conducting this broadcast. And I thank God for all that he has done for us and the ways that he continue to make for his people. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Just thank God for the selection, the scripture, and the testimonies, the words of encouragement.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. God truly is a mighty good God, and he knows
he is
just what we need.
Yes, he does.
I can't say enough that we ought to put our trust in the Lord, because if we trust ourselves, we can fail, we can go wrong, we can make the wrong decision.
Yes.
But the Lord will never lead us wrong. Praise
Amen.
God. Will always
Amen.
Lead us in the direction that we ought to go. And
Amen.
I just thank God for everything that's been said and done. And as was stated, certainly I thank the Lord for all the listeners who are tuned in here today. And I'm asking that you will just turn your hearts and your minds toward receiving something of the Lord. Because in everything that comes across through the word of God, there is something for everyone, something for every listener. And what that is for you, like some say, if the shoe fits, wear it.
Amen.
All the sizes may not fit, but there's one that's just right for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going on to the word of God. And I ask that you will just pray along with me for the next ensuing minutes. And get your Bibles. I am reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And I have three passages of scripture, and the reason why I read so many scriptures out is because I want the word of God to speak for itself.
Amen.
No philosophies, no watering down, no adding to, no taking away, but the word of God itself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. First verse of scripture passage is from 1 John, the third chapter, verses 1 through 3. And then I'd like to go to St. John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 5, and verses 10 through 18. And the last passage will be Romans 8, verses 10 through 17. And we'll start with 1 John, the third chapter, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it reads, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him fieth himself, even as he is pure.
Amen.
And I just want to stop right there and elaborate a little bit. Praise the Lord. And just focusing on the family of God. The family of God is a royal family. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, it is the one and only royal family.
Yes.
We have been adopted into the family of God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And God has shown his love toward us in that when John began to mention to us, saying, behold, in other words, take notice of this. Look at this. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. He is our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And when we have need of anything, we can go to the Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because Jesus made it possible that we now have access to the Father. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And we can call on him whenever we need him.
Yes.
So then this love that the Father has bestowed upon us is such that we are now the children of God.
Amen.
That we should be called the sons of God. And in this particular sense, son is a universal term.
Yes.
Representing male and female.
Amen.
So then we are the children of God.
Yes.
Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Glory be to
God. Amen.
So this is a mystery.
Yes,
as
it is.
As we are the children of God, the world doesn't really know us.
Amen.
And we can say this much, that when we grow up and our family members know us, they pretty much are very close, and that familiar connection is like no other. People on the outside don't really know your family like you do.
Amen.
And so when we are born again, we are born of the Spirit.
Yes.
And now we have become the sons of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And being these sons of God, these children of God, our own flesh and blood family members don't even know us that well.
All right.
They don't know us anymore.
Amen.
Because we're not who we used to be.
Amen.
There's been a change. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And this is not through flesh, but through the Spirit.
Amen.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
All right.
I don't want to move on down. Hallelujah. So we know that when the Lord appears, we're going to be just like him. Because we're going to see him as he is.
Amen.
And when you see family members, there's a strong resemblance. And you can tell that they're in that family.
Yes.
Because they look just like them.
Yes.
Oh, praise be to God. So when we
see Jesus
coming, we're going to look just like him. We're going to be just like him.
Amen.
We're going to see him as he is.
Yes.
And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, This is just a purifying aspect of your life in the Lord, in the royal family of God. You are pure from the world.
Amen.
From the contamination, the sin, and the iniquity of the world.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. So keep that hope in you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Now I want to move on to St. John, the first chapter, beginning with the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Amen.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Skip on down to verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
Amen.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Amen.
And so to come into the royal family of God, we must have faith and we must believe.
Amen.
First, we have to receive him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Receive him as your personal Savior.
Amen.
And he will give you power to become a member of the family of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Thank you.
Yes.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bears witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even though John might have been born on the earth before Jesus was born of Mary, he still was before John. Glory to you, my God. Hallelujah.
Preach it.
Thank you, Jesus. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. The last passage of scripture I have is Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 10 through 17. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Yes.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Yes.
And so when we are dealing with the things down here in the flesh, glory to God, these can deliver a devastating blow to us mentally and even spiritually.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But
having the Spirit of God in us, the Lord God himself will quicken our mortal bodies. Because
Amen.
He knows that there are times when we feel like we just can't bear what has been falling upon us.
Yes.
We feel like we just can't go any further. We feel like there just isn't any hope, but there is hope in Jesus.
Amen. Yes,
we just
it is.
Have to keep our trust in him.
Yes.
And invite the Spirit of God to dwell in us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so
thank
God,
you,
by his Spirit, began to quicken Jesus, who was laid
mm-hmm.
in that tomb.
Amen.
And on the third day after Jesus had died, hanging on that tree at Calvary,
yes. Yes.
He laid down in that tomb. Hallelujah. And on
ooh,
the third
ooh.
Day,
yes,
God quickened
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And Jesus got up on the third day with all power in his hand.
Yes,
all
Lord.
Power in earth and in heaven. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
He rose. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. And he went to the Father, and he was seen of his disciples in a glorified state. Oh,
Amen.
Glory be to God. So if God has put his Spirit in us, he's going to quicken us to
yes.
strengthen us in the hour of weakness.
Amen.
He's
going
to quicken us to help
yes,
us
Lord.
To endure.
Oh,
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So if you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, if your relationship with the Lord is not like you desire, I encourage you to come on into the family of God.
Yes.
Come on and be a part of this royal family. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
I want
yes,
to finish
Lord.
Out these verses. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But
Amen.
If ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption,
yes.
whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Oh,
yes.
thank you, Lord Jesus. This is such a beautiful gift that God
yes.
has given to all of us.
Yes.
We didn't deserve it at all, and there's nothing we can do to deserve it. But
Amen.
God has freely given it to us, his grace,
Amen.
And invited us to be a part of his holy, royal family. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
the Spirit
Lord.
Itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be, this is conditional, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. What a
yes,
beautiful
Lord.
Blessing that is.
Amen.
To be glorified together with Christ.
Amen.
And to be able to look up one day,
yes.
hallelujah, and see Jesus coming in the clouds.
Yes.
And when we behold him, thank you, Jesus,
Amen.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye,
yes.
we're going to be changed from the water to immortal. We're going to take off this corruption and put on incorruption.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. All of this is going to happen in one moment, in the blink of an eye.
Amen.
And those of us who have kept the faith and have held on to the end, glory to God, we're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And there we'll be glorified together with Christ. Thank you.
Amen.
Because we
are
joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we have an inheritance that God has laid up for us.
Yes.
So yes, it's worth turning away from the world. And even sometimes our own family, we have to give them up.
Amen.
To be a
thank
part
you,
of the family of God. Oh,
amen.
And yes, I just Lord. Thank God because he accepts us as we are. And he makes us who he wants us to be.
Amen.
And I thank God for his precious word because the word of God, it ministers to us. It gives us the food and the nutrients that we need in the spirit.
Amen.
Everything that we need is in the word of God because that word and is life.
Yes, it is.
You're not
yes,
living until the word of God is abiding in you. Oh,
amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to
praise
God.
Be
thank
to
you.
God. And my thoughts are how when somebody becomes married into a family, sometimes they don't know what kind of family they're marrying into.
Amen.
They don't know what kind of family they're being adopted into.
Amen.
And, oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. One thing about God, he accepts us and he treats us like a good father would.
Amen.
He takes care of us. He
yes,
loves
he does.
Us. Some of these children get adopted and they're abused and you know, they're
yes.
starved, they're tortured, and some are even killed.
Amen.
But our Heavenly Father is a loving Father.
Yes, Lord.
And he knows how to treat his children.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory, glory,
so, no matter how family members are, even there are some very loving families down here.
Yes.
Thank God for them. Hallelujah. No matter how a person is, they'll accept them in the family and love them.
Amen.
Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Lord. They'll take good care of them. They'll
yes.
treat them right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that's how God is.
Amen.
He loves us, and he cares about us. And
yes,
I just
he
thank
does.
The Lord for his precious word. Praise
yes,
be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I
Amen.
Thank God because he gives us this great opportunity, and I thank him because he looked down on me one day, and he had mercy on my soul, and he extended his hand to me, and I heeded that call.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm so
Lord,
glad
Lord.
That I
so
heeded
glad.
That call. I
yes,
accepted
Lord.
That invitation
Amen.
To be a child of God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I count myself blessed.
Yes.
I
Amen.
Thank the Lord because he converted me.
Yes.
Sanctified me. And
yes,
he gave
Lord.
Me the gift of the Holy Ghost.
A Holy Ghost.
Power to live right.
Power.
Power
yes.
to walk right. To think
Amen.
Right. To talk right. To do what's right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, we're not all perfect, but it's a process.
Amen.
So the Lord accepts us in an imperfect state, and he works
yes.
on us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Begins to make us. Mold us and shape us, form us
yes.
into the
the vessels into those that are pleasing to him.
Amen.
So tonight, if you have desired something from the Lord,
yes,
tonight, if you've been going through and feeling a pain that nobody can understand,
yes,
if you've been challenged mentally,
yes,
mm-hmm, whatever the case may be, the Lord is well aware of what you're going through.
Amen.
And he wants to do something for you this night.
Yes, sir.
The Lord wants to bless you because,
mm-hmm,
somebody has been carrying some very heavy burdens.
Yes.
Somebody has been troubled on every side.
Mm.
Somebody is feeling like they're on the verge of letting go. My Lord
Jesus.
But there is hope in Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord knows what's best. It may not seem like it's best for us at the time, but he knows that it's best for us.
Amen.
As the Lord began to receive word from Mary and Martha, the sisters of a man named Lazarus,
mm-hmm,
they sent word to Jesus saying that their brother was sick and they wanted Jesus to come. You know, but Jesus didn't hurry up and go. He just took his time for a few days.
Yes.
And by the time he was heading out to where they were, Lazarus had died.
Amen.
Glory to God. So when Jesus came on the scene, you know, the sister began to run up there and saying, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But Jesus asked her, did she believe that she would see her brother again?
Yes.
You know, she didn't know what he was referring to. And mm-hmm, so he explained to her that she was going to see him again. She thought, yes,
yes,
I believe I'm going to see him in the resurrection.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. But Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
made it clear to her right then and there, and this is why the Bible says he dwelt among us. You know,
yes,
everything was made by him, but the world didn't even know him.
Amen.
And he told her, I am the resurrection and,
yes,
the life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he asked them to show him where they had laid him.
Yes.
And Jesus wept.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
amen,
he told them to take that stone away. Hallelujah. And he began to call Lazarus by his name. And when he called Lazarus, he told Lazarus to come forth. And
yes,
Lazarus came forth.
Amen.
He came forth.
Amen.
So then it might have seemed like he just wasn't going to be on time. But when he got there, he was right on time.
Amen.
Even though the man had died, you know, so, oh, well, he's too late. He's not going to show up. He's not going to. Yes, he was right on time.
Amen.
And he raised him from the dead. And God was glorified. That's what we are doing here, giving God the glory.
Amen.
And praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to be led in prayer by Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. After hearing the word of God, a beautiful message of God, someone may want to be a part of the family of God, and you can do it today. All you have to do, you heard the word. All you have to do is believe it and receive it, and the work can be done. As we bow our heads, we don't know what type of trouble you may be going through or what kind of burden you may be carrying, but we know that God is a burden bearer, and we know that he is able to fix any situation in your life. as we bow our heads and as we go into a word of prayer, wherever you may be, if you're in your home, you can just bow your head while we pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, asking that you look upon every soul that's under the sound of my voice, that you will touch right now, O Lord. You know every condition and every situation, and you know how to fix it, O Lord. You know how to make it better. You know how to save, O Lord. Somebody may want to be added to this family. We know that you're able to deliver them, O Lord. Help them, O Lord, to believe on you, as the scripture has said. Help them, O Lord, to deny themselves, to take up their cross and follow you. In the name of Jesus, look on that troubled mind, O Lord. Look on that person that's being vexed day to day, who needs help, O Lord, who needs that spiritual help, some that may need physical help. The devil's been tormenting them mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. But God, we know you're able to heal. We know you're able to deliver. We know you're able to make a way. We know you're able to open up a door, yes, Lord, yes, that may be closed in our faces. We pray that you reach out right now, Lord. Touch that soul, oh Lord, that soul that is burdened, that's carrying that heavy load. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Send deliverance to their soul. That soul, oh Lord, that needs healing, Lord. We know you're able to heal. You can heal the cancer, oh Lord. You can heal the mind, oh Lord. You can heal the body, Lord. You can do everything, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that you stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Send on deliverance, Jesus. Have mercy on the souls of men, Lord.
Move
in a mighty way, Lord. Let your blood cover, Lord. Let your spirit prevail, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Jesus. Help somebody to repent of their sins and give their life to you, Lord. Help them to cry out unto you, saying, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on that soul that has strayed away, that has gotten weak, Lord. Touch right now, Jesus. Give strength to the weak. Heal the sick, oh Lord. Deliver the bound souls, Lord. Give that soul, Lord, a mind to come back to you, Lord, to turn from their way and to give their life to you before it's too late, Jesus. Jesus, somebody want to join that spiritual family. Somebody want to be a part of this family, the holy family. Touch right now, Lord. Touch their minds, Jesus. Help them, oh Lord. Help them to break up their heart. Help them, Lord, to give their life to you. Help them, Jesus, to deny themselves,
Lord.
Help them to cry out unto you and say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to get back to you, O Lord? What must I do to gain strength, Lord? What must I do to be healed? All you have to do is just believe on him, as the scripture has said, and out of your belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Move, Lord. Out there in radio land. Jesus. By our Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch, Lord Jesus, until somebody cry out unto you, saying, Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. I yield unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you for this prayer, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. We love you, and we're praying for you. Praise the Lord.